Blog Talk Radio.
All right. We are back for another wonderful week of Sex Talk with Derek and Tina.
Welcome, everybody.
Hope you brought your strap-ons today. It's going down.
Hold yourself in.
Or
hold yourself out. I don't know.
I like it when they push out. You're supposed to push your vagina out as you get penetrated. You didn't know that?
Ow?
I don't know.
You're supposed to push it out for the whole experience.
I was thinking of the strap-on.
Oh.
I was like, right, and we're just like thinking the strap-on, hold yourself down. I'm like, wait, no, hold yourself out. Like, yeah.
Well, today, folks.
Which could be part of my super scary, creepy, sexy costume.
Yeah. Tina's going to let us know what she's going to be for Halloween. And then having a little technical difficulty here for the moment, but never fear, Derek and Tina is always here.
Oh,
so,
that's a good one, Barry.
Wherever there's sex, just think of Derek and Tina.
I will.
All right, in the studio audience today, we have Raven Rainsworth. She is just an absolute treasure. She is a young goddess who knows exactly what she wants. She's outgoing, conversationalist. She helps support and manage a bookstore.
You're setting up my dating profile.
Yeah, right.
Right.
And I'm sure a woman as pretty as you has no shortage of dates, right?
I'm doing the department now.
Yeah.
Until
you get bored. Oh. This must be the new generation. So you're under the age of 25, correct?
Yeah.
So are all individuals like you that's under the age of 25 category is bold and daring about who they are sexually? And
no.
No?
No.
So what makes you unique? What are you, would you say, sexually?
I just don't give a fuck.
Frustrated?
I just don't care.
Okay.
I just don't see the point of waiting. If I want something, I need it. I'm going to get it.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Wow, this is good. That's kind of like letting go, right?
Nice.
Letting go of the fucks you give.
Right.
Did it take you a long time to develop that personality?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like 2 years.
Oh, wow.
Years ago.
What's that, about 700 days? Right?
Yeah, 700 days. So 2 years to let go of the what? Kind of the let go of the attachment to what it means.
Okay.
What exactly does that mean for you?
Stop caring what other people thought. Stop caring about society. Stop caring about monogamy.
You must be a Trump supporter then.
Well, no politics.
How about
no
politics on the show?
I may be
an
alien,
but I guess.
Nice.
Yeah.
So, with this new demeanor or this new personality, was it based on heartache or, some devastation?
It was just like, at this moment where I'm like, why am I still even bothering? This is just making me feel miserable. But I know what I want.
Okay.
So go for it.
Okay.
And I'm way happier.
And
so what was making you miserable? Like, trying
to
conform to...
Just trying to be in an anonymous relationship when I wasn't anonymous. Just trying to be like, I'm straight. No, I'm going to just be all gay. Just keep me in between. Just trying to follow the guidelines. I was like, no, I'm done.
So what are you? Are you all straight or all gay?
I'm from Pluto. I don't give a shit.
It doesn't matter. I'm not from Pluto, so I'm good, right?
I'm from Pluto. As long as it makes me happy, I don't care.
Nice. That was a song by Sheryl Crow, right?
I don't know.
Yes,
Something about it makes you happy.
Yeah.
Right.
Why does it make me so sad?
Yeah.
Absolutely. I remember that a little bit now.
Kind of like the subject of this particular broadcast is going to be about letting go. So we believe that you're the perfect individual to be on the broadcast today to share with our listeners some of your secrets about letting go.
Oh, secrets. Okay.
Secrets. We love secrets.
Right, we want to drag this
One point to letting go.
Mm-hmm.
When you think about today. Like, think of what you want to do. Is it something you really want, or is it something someone else wants you to do? If that's the case, just say, screw it, go with your original idea. Start with baby steps.
Okay.
That's really powerful. That's so true, Raven, because It can start with the smallest idea, like, do I really want to do this? Yes or no? And then if the answer is no, don't do it. You don't have to do things just because everybody else is doing it or somebody wants you to. Even if someone's begging you, like, oh, my God, please just go out to dinner with me. Not even as a romantic. Let's say it's just your best friend. Come on, let's go. But you really feel like staying home. Just stay home. Because sometimes we get talked into things, right? Like, oh, come on,
yeah,
just do this.
So you go with one, but you're going to go with more. So like, okay, well, I did it last time, whatever, I'm going to keep going.
Yes.
So just saying no at one time is going to be a big catalyst.
Yeah.
All right, so point number one, learn to say no.
Yeah.
Yes, learning to say no is amazing, amazing.
And I think a follow-up point that you were saying is once you say no, be comfortable in the space of no.
Yes.
Right? Because sometimes we may say no, but then it's like, oh, I'm sorry, you know.
Right.
Oh, I
want to. Sorry, can we do it again?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so being comfortable.
Yeah, just say no. And that's so true even when we're talking about our sexuality. It's like sometimes people are doing things that maybe they're not that comfortable with because they just go along with it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, sometimes it's okay to go along with it if you have a reason. Like, okay, today we're going to go along with what you want to do, but next week we're going to go along with what I want to do. That's different. But if you're just doing stuff, but you're not really expressing what you'd rather do,
going outside your comfort zone is different than being pressured.
Yes, yes. We don't want to be pressured.
One more time. Repeat that again.
Going outside your comfort zone is different than being pressured.
Exactly.
Wow. How profound.
I know. Young people are awesome, right?
Yeah,
sometimes we think it's just we learn with age, but you can learn this at any age. And it's just more powerful that you can learn it young than have another 10 years of not learning it and being unhappy.
Years suffering.
Yeah.
Wow.
And one thing people may not realize is that saying no can be a brave act.
Yeah.
Right? No one can be difficult. You know, it can be difficult saying no. However, you might want to say, if you can't say no, maybe you want to say you want to think about it, right? Or I'm not sure, or maybe. You know, these phrases not only confuse others, but, you know, that clarity, right? Because it's all about clarity.
Yeah,
right.
Right?
I think
right.
as we map out this pathway that we want to be on, being able to say no is ultra important.
It's really, really true because no is important. Yes is important. It's just important to say yes or no sometimes. Or if you do want to say, you know, I'm not sure if I want to try that. Can we talk about it tomorrow? I mean, that's okay too. If you give that concrete, at least you're being expressive. Like, I'm not sure about it today. I don't know how I feel about it today. So it doesn't have to mean never because, you know, we don't want to, if we maybe are thinking about it. But you got to be clear.
Right.
Talk about it tomorrow. Yes, no, maybe. Let's revisit this next week.
And
so,
I guess both parties kind of think it through.
Yeah.
Even if it wasn't their idea, like your idea originally was theirs, maybe I could spend more time to think about it as well.
Exactly. And that's the other thing. When we talk about feeling comfortable saying no to someone or to something about anything, we also have to be comfortable receiving a no. Because that can sometimes...
Don't tell me no.
Right?
Hell no.
That can be even
Hell
more
no.
difficult.
It is.
Because you might take it personally.
Absolutely.
That's why
I
should be able to have a sit-down adult conversation.
Yeah.
If you can't handle their rejection, how are they supposed to handle yours?
Now, do you find, as a young person, that because you are able to sit down and have a mature conversation, that sometimes so-called adults or people that are 10, 15, 20 years older than you find that you may not have the substance or that they blow you off? Or, you know, how do you get around that as a young person?
Honestly, I have more of a hard time with people my age and people older. I could demand their respect, and I get it. But from younger people, they just aren't where I'm at right now. So I have more of a time with my generation than that.
Okay. Okay.
Know?
How do you, like, do you spend time trying to reason with them, or is that the part of the society or the segment of society that you say you don't give a fuck about anymore?
It depends on the person. It really does. I feel like if there's something, like, we can find, like, bridge, then yeah. But I feel like it's going to be pointless. Like, I'm not going to waste my time with them.
Right.
Just be like, bye.
So you've got it down to individuals.
Yeah.
Okay. That's huge.
Yeah, I think that's good, too, right? Everybody's because different. Everybody is different, you know. And that's so powerful. Like, it is a full moon. It's a lunar eclipse tomorrow. Mm. It's a full moon in Pisces. And Mercury's in retrograde. There's, like, all this stuff, like, energy-wise happening. So,
good time to fuck.
So it's a good time to have these conversations,
oh,
too.
Hey.
Because sometimes we can be so emotional. And sometimes it's stuff outside of us that really puts us in some emotional space. But if we practice these kinds of things of, like, being conscious of saying yes or no, learning to let go of some stuff that you might be holding on to, it can be really powerful because we don't want to take things personally all the time.
Right.
And sometimes we don't even say no to others because we don't want to hurt their feelings.
And that's why we brought up to me, I'm sorry.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I'm sorry.
Point, so.
Right.
More like you're sorry for yourself if you keep saying that line.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So are you saying you don't apologize that much?
If I genuinely mean it. Don't waste sorry if you're not genuinely sorry. You're only sorry that you made a situation.
That's
not genuine anymore.
Right, you don't
and
have to say.
People tell them that all the time.
Yeah, you don't have to say, no, I'm sorry. You don't have to say that. You can just say, no, I have other plans. Mm-hmm. Or no, I, you know, and you can explain yourself if you want to, but you don't have to. You can just simply say no. You can say no, thank you.
No, I appreciate the offer, but now I got to do this.
Exactly. So you can say it in a kind way without saying
sorry. You don't
have to
be really like, no, go screw yourself now.
Yeah, like,
later.
No fucking way. Are you kidding me?
Right?
You don't have to say it like that. Even though sometimes you might be thinking it.
Oh, no, they're
especially
fine.
If Derek might be, you know, requesting
well,
something
because,
really
no.
weird. No, I'm just teasing.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
I'm going to try a lot of different
Derek,
ways
what?
To get what I want. Absolutely. I'll phrase it differently. Right.
Get what you want.
And so, you know, like there are some of our friends that may come at us 20 different ways to try to get a yes out of us. Like, do
yeah.
you need to be alert to all of that, or
yeah.
is it
that's
in
a,
terms
that's
of
manipulation at that point?
Mm.
That's not even them trying to do something with you. This is them trying to manipulate you, get what they want. It's not even about what you want anymore.
So you have to be emphatic with your no.
And isn't that so much the case in relationships sometimes? If we're not in a relationship with the right person, especially.
Mm.
Right?
Move on. That one, oh,
like, you don't even want to talk about that one.
No,
you're like,
no,
let
no,
it go.
But you're still young.
Okay.
You've been in a relationship like that?
I was in a 2-year relationship. I was in a 7-year relationship.
Okay.
7 years.
Yeah.
Wow.
7-year relationship.
Wow.
I have never been in a 7-year relationship. My longest term monogamous relationship. Okay, I've been in a relationship 7 years. I've not been in a monogamous one that long. My longest monogamous relationship would be about 1.5 years.
Well, what's the difference? You're still in a relationship regardless of monogamy or
polygamy. Yeah, but I'm not in a polygamous relationship either. So I just have casual relationships, which is different. So I might be, it's not like I'm seeing them every day or talking to them every day. So really I haven't had any serious relationships more than 1.5 years or so.
I need to have a casual relationship, honestly.
You've never had one?
No, I've just serious relationships.
Oh, wow. Casual relationships, I've been mainly in more casual relationships for a long time, except for now I feel like I only have one person in my life who's like a soulmate but not a life mate, and I don't really call it a serious relationship, but it's more than casual. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that makes sense.
Love friends.
Not it's
friend,
my love
friend.
Friend.
You love her, but your friend.
Yes, he's like my best friend.
Okay.
Yeah. And sometimes I love being, okay, you're not listening. I'm just kidding. Sometimes I love the friendship part more than anything else.
Okay.
And sometimes we've been just friends because I've known him a long time. And I love it. It's
what's
so good. Name? I'm not saying.
Oh, Donna.
You're
Donna,
so,
Donna,
cannot
Donna,
trick
Donna,
me.
Donna, man.
Tina's not trickable.
So, are you saying, both of you, that if you have a casual relationship, it's okay to just have sex and be a friend and not take it further?
That's just deepening your friendship. That's a bond you're sharing. You're literally giving your moment. You're giving your energy to that person. That's a deep, that's like making a friendship and solidifying it, I think.
Hmm.
Yeah, like for me, it's very, very deep. Like, I don't have casual stranger sex. Okay, except for that one time on the train.
Right.
Okay. But
right.
That wasn't really, there was no exchange of bodily fluids, so I feel, you know.
Oh,
there was no intercourse of any, like, entering
entering body parts into each other. Maybe a finger, but
a finger, but that's about it.
So it was fun. Anyway, I think we talked about that once before. But anyway, so because that's different. Because then it's not, it's different than when you're having, like, you know, a person that you know and care about and love. You're just not marrying them or living with them or something like that.
Right.
So you can, and part of that for me was letting go, like you said, of the idea that I even had to do that. And it's, you know, whatever is comfortable for you, like for most people want a commitment.
Yeah.
But some people don't. And I'm one of those people who.
That's why I feel like I'm lucky with my relationship with, we're polyamory and I'm her primary. But she always comes to me to talk. I'm like, honey, I don't own you, but I do appreciate the communication. And now she has like 4 casuals. And I'm like, I don't even care. You're happy. They adore you, and you adore them. I'm cool.
Nice.
See, I think that's something everybody should be able to do with me. Of course, that's not for you. It's not for you, but...
Right. Well, the idea, though, that you can care about somebody enough to let them make their choices, I think is something that's powerful, regardless of if it's in an intimate relationship, just in general, to be able to have that ability is powerful.
Yeah. I mean, like, I respect Ava. Ava respects me. Like, I am being someone who's going to be here tonight. And they actually met, and they get along really well. So I think it's good.
Very cool. Yeah. I think that's the biggest thing, right, Derek? You have to be comfortable with whatever you're choosing in your life. Because, like, someday you may choose something different, but whatever you're choosing, it's really good to be okay with it and let go of what anybody else thinks about it.
So one day you're going to try analingus?
Oh, my gosh. I've already tried that. I told you that before. I just sometimes, like, encourage a different, like, you know, having a hygienic approach.
I got it. So now,
I'm not saying I would never do those things because I've done a lot of things.
So now, okay, so the point of the conversation today is letting go, right? And so what else can we decide or what else can we do in terms of helping our listening audience understand how to let go?
You know, I think one thing is you gotta start to love yourself more. Because if you don't genuinely love and accept yourself for who you are, then it's much more difficult to let stuff go because you hang on to stuff, you let other people's thoughts hang on to you.
Especially
you
end up loving the self that they made.
Yeah.
That made.
Oh, nice.
So you want to just love yourself. So, you know, one way people can start to do that is go to 40daylovefest.com, just giving myself a little plug.
Nice.
And download 40 Day Love Fest for you free. This is up still. Free download of that book because it teaches a really simple practice that you can begin to start to love yourself more and look for your own good.
We also posted some information on our Facebook page. How do you actually learn to love yourself? Because, you know, it's not always...
You're putting somebody else's article? No, I'm just teasing. I'm not attached. I know I'm not the only person talking about love.
Well, of course.
I'm not.
You are the main person that talks about love. But this conversation of self-love is important because, like Raven was saying, you can learn to love the self that someone else created, and when they're gone or you've outgrown them, then what do you have?
Yeah.
You know, so I would like to say that I think, you know, one of the key components to finding self-love is meditation.
Meditation is very, very powerful.
And it's simple. I think sometimes we try to think that meditation has to be something so much more profound. But, you know, Tina, from your example and being in your meditation groups, you run them quite flawlessly, right? You take us on a journey, and you really lead us to a place of relaxation.
Sure.
So how did you get to understand about meditation and making it so that common people like myself can enjoy it?
Well, interesting. So I've been meditating for a really, really long time. And I start people with meditations that only take 1 or 2 minutes, even. Mm. Like a mantra meditation, you might just Like maybe today, you know, you're thinking about, gosh, I really, you know, I could really, I could be less of a clutter bug maybe. I don't know. There's something that you want to improve in your life. You could do a really quick meditation and just close your eyes, have music or no music, quiet, whatever. Or if you're super stressed out, let's say you're super stressed out and you're at work and you're just about ready to like punch somebody, you could just take a minute to just like close your eyes and then just maybe use a breathe a couple times, focus on your breath. And when you breathe in, you just like maybe imagine you're breathing in like some good energy and you breathe out the bad energy if you want. If you want, you could add some words. You could do something like, you know, if you're really stressed out, you could think like, I am peaceful. There's this way to do a mantra meditation where on the breath out, you say the mantra like, I am peaceful. And then on the in breath, you say, I am, to reaffirm it. So you could, but what you do, it sounds funny when you're doing it out loud. So it'd be like, I am peaceful. I am peaceful. Right? So you do it in your head. But if you do it in your head for like 1 minute, anybody can meditate. Because you don't have to worry. People always tell me, like, I can't meditate because I can't, like, clear my mind. You don't have to clear your mind.
Right.
And especially if you're focused on your breath going in and out, you're saying, like, three words, I am whatever.
Right.
And I am. So if other stuff floats in, it's going to. I am sexy. Absolutely.
That's what
I just said. Oh, my God. Everybody, before a date, you should do that. This is going to be the new sex talk with Derek and Tina. You're going to. This is your new, like. Do it before a date, right, Derek?
Right,
like 30 seconds. You know, you hear the doorbell ring. They're coming to your door. Close your eyes. You're like, I am sexy. I am sexy.
Well, if you have a video camera, you guys can see a whole bunch.
All right. So you know, you can start with, like, the simplest, tiniest things, but you want to look for your good.
Right.
You always want to look for your good. Like, look for your good, look for your good, look for your good, people.
So let me ask you this, and I direct this question to Raven.
All
right. So, as a young person, polyamorous, right? Mm-hmm. Open-minded, free-spirited, right? Focused.
Try to be.
Right. Do you also think that meditation is important, or are you so independent that you don't need that?
No, I think meditation is important. I kind of grew up indirectly around it. My dad does martial arts, and they do meditation before each time he goes to a dojo. And then just reaffirming that. And then I found meditation around time I was 11 for myself with a book I read. Honestly, I still do it. I'll continue to do it. It helps letting go of them, that extra stuff.
Okay. So how did you get turned on to meditation?
How did you get turned on?
Well, sorry.
And that was a total accident.
That's just how we are at Sex Talk with Derek and Tina.
I didn't really get interested until a book I read. They gave an example meditation, like, yes, I need that. But then I just went looking up all these other ones, and I just kept going with it. Now I do them on my own. I do them here at lovely Ingrid.
Ingrid,
yeah.
Eugene.
It's always Ingrid for me. But yes, Ingrid's Eugene.
Yeah.
Which we have a meditation tonight and a whole ceremony of awesome full moon stuff.
In about an hour. So, you know, Ingrid's
7 o'clock.
If we could give a shameless plug for Ingrid's Eugene. Ingrid's Eugene is a spiritual resource center as well as a recovery zone, a safe house, safe room. We offer incense, crystals, free Reiki for the community, a whole host of things. In fact, we deal with the community on a daily basis because we realize that in today's world, people just need some cool people to hang out with.
They do.
Right?
They
no pressure. No pressure, right?
So. No pressure.
You can come and visit Ingrid's Eugene at I got gum in my mouth. They say you shouldn't have gum in your mouth, right?
Whoa.
G3467 Flushing Road in Flint Township, 48504. And we're open Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Saturday from 6 to 11. And if I am not here, our first lieutenant and commander in charge is Raven Rainsford. She is the hostess with the mostest. So we're loving it. We're loving it.
That's awesome.
So now before we go,
because
time is escaping us always. Now, of course, Tina and I could talk forever. But we want to talk a little bit about Halloween. Right?
Yeah.
Now, we got a little bit of time before it happens, but, you know.
Time to plan.
Time to plan.
In August, that's still not done.
Nice. What are you going to be?
I'm going to be me. I'm the most frightening thing out there.
Oh, awesome.
Wow.
So awesome.
Man, she's so young, people. That's a powerful comment.
Very cool.
Nice.
What are you going to be?
Oh,
I got it all first.
Right. Well, this is what I want to be, but I don't even know if I'm going to dress up. But a super scary, creepy clown zombie slasher.
Wow. We see pictures of that. We're going to post pictures on our Facebook page of that one for sure.
And everybody is like, it's going to be a family party because my one niece has this big party. I said, well, it's Halloween, people.
I mean, I think the flasher point out.
Yeah, okay, I will do the flasher part there, but I can still be a super creepy zombie clown.
Do it.
Nice.
I know. I'll scare all the little small children. It'll be so fun. I do love children, but, you know, I just want to be a really scary, scary, scary Halloween person.
What are you going to use for the flashing?
I'll make it's going to be in like a male flasher or maybe a transsexual male flasher. I'm not meaning to make fun, but because I have boobs, I don't know if I'll be able to like, I have big boobs, so I don't think I can squish them down.
Could you say that one more time?
I have big boobs and I cannot lie, right? But I want to do the flasher part. I want to do the, like a penis, you know, like a male part. Because it's funny. Now, some people think this is not funny, but I've been followed by a flasher. I've seen plenty of flashers in my life. I find them kind of hilarious. I'm not scared of them. Some people find them horrifying. I apologize. Me too, right? I mean, come on. They're usually harmless. That's why they're jerking themselves off. They can't do something else. So I want to have, like, but here's, I made my dad a flasher costume once.
Oh.
I know, years and years ago. So I took some old whitey-tighty underwear, right?
Okay.
I took, the piece off a pantyhose, like the end, like the, you know,
the
like
foot
the foot.
Part. Yeah.
And I stuffed it. And so that was the penis. And I attached it, sewed it on to the underwear. And then I took, like, craft hair that you would get at like a craft store,
wow,
and hot glued it all on the, you know,
yeah.
So my dad could just put on that underwear over his shorts, and then he had like a trench coat and like, you know, dress shoes and socks with a trench coat and his shorts on. But when he could flash people, they would just see the fake. It's not real.
Yeah.
Isn't that funny?
That's
I know. Isn't that funny? So I'm going to be a clown, which I would say clowns are unisex anyway, right? I mean,
they're all creepy.
Some of them look male or female, but some of them you can't even tell. They're just clowns.
Yeah.
So I want to be like really scary clown. And then I'll have to have something, maybe the middle will have to be Velcro or something where I can go flash it open and show the private parts there. Or I could get one of those bras like Madonna and have boobs, too, a pointy one.
Madonna.
I don't know. Madonna boobs might be cool.
Chicks with dicks. We love it.
I know. I love it,
chicks
too.
Chicks with dicks. I was just watching some of that porn over there.
All right. It's so funny. So now people, and you know, Derek, I posted the link to tonight's show on my regular Facebook page, which I usually don't.
Uh-oh.
I know. So people might be listening to this now and like, oh, my God, Tina is so depraved. Yes, yes, but didn't you already know that?
Yes.
I mean,
good. All right.
Oh,
well,
okay.
We are down to our last 60 seconds, folks. And let me tell you, it has been a great time in the show tonight. We want to thank Miss. Well, is that appropriate?
I'm just me. Goodbye, everyone.
Yeah. Mike, thank you for hanging out with us.
Absolutely, and educating us. And Tina, as always, it's been a pleasure.
Yes, as always, Derek. It's so awesome every week to hang out with you.
We'll see you next week. Same bat time.
Absolutely.
Same bat channel, you were supposed to say?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh.
I didn't watch Batman.
Good night, people.
Bye-bye.